Start with something.
You have your questions. You said you had some questions.
I'll start with one. Because I wasn't here Saturday night when you had this meeting, and I heard it was a wonderful meeting, and I was busy over at the retreat center, but one thing that was reported to me that you said was that dukkha, that you define dukkha as that which does not go away. Is that correct?
Because it is hard to get rid of, therefore it is dukkha.
That which you cannot get rid of.
That which you can't get rid of.
Hard to get rid of.
Once to get rid of it once and for all, or get rid of. You see what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's difficult to get rid of. Like, I just, if you would mind
that would
clarifying,
yeah.
I'm interested.
But dukkha, bea kelu, dukkha lu, fiora, bea resura, apiapia perao, alamio, belu, bea kelu.
Hello, baby.
He says, however you try to, whether it's once and for all or even a short while, he says, it's difficult to get rid of them for dukkha.
I'm glad he thinks it's so funny.
ဒေါတာမှာဖေရပေရလာနဲ့လွယ်လေးတယ်ဒေါတာနဲ့လောဘဖေရပူပေရခဲ့တယ
် He said which is harder to get rid of dosa or lobha
I'd say they're neck and neck
neck and neck
neck and neck you know like a race when they're going together
လာတပြိုင်နဲ့လို့ထင်တယ်သူတို့ကဟိုနှစ်ယောက်ကအဲ့လိုပြိုင်ပြီးတော့သွားတယ်လို့ခံစားတယ်
Loba will get it.
Yeah, that's right.
Loba is harder.
Because it's more fun.
It's more fun, exactly.
Rabbitoh knew that, soft hit.
And it's, you know,
more invisible.
Yeah.
It hides.
It's subtle, yeah.
And more than Loba, more than that.
Yeah.
And delusion?
Delusion will get it.
It's harder.
Yeah.
အိုအဲ့နည်းပြောတာအဓိကဒုက္ခကို suffering တခုတည်းမြင်နေတယ
် The point of his talking about dukkha that day was that he was saying that
we are suffering something
of you should not use the word suffering to denote dukkha
ဦးခင်ဗျာယောဂီရဲ့ဘယ်လိုစဉ်းစားမလဲ suffering ကိုပြောရင
် He says if you use the word suffering how do you think the yogi will
They
don't understand the truth of dukkha, but they understand suffering.
So suffering on
dubalo jumale. So, how do you think they would interpret
if we use the word suffering?
Yeah.
It would seem more temporary.
Temporary.
But it would to use the word suffering maybe implies that it is something that.
Suffering လို့တော့ရင်သူတို့ကဟိုကြော်လို့လွယ်မယ်လို့ထင်တာပေါ့ဟုတ်ရင်မကြာခဏလို့ထင်မယ်ဥပမာဦးစင်ကပေရခက်လို့ဒုက္ခလို့ပြောပေမဲ့ suffering လို့တော့ရင်သူတို့ကပေရလွယ်တယ်လို့ထင်မယ်ဘာလို့သူတို့သိတယ်လား suffering ကတော့မကြာခဏ
အဓိကအဲ့ဒါပြောတာမဟုတ်ဝိဒနာဒုက္ခကိုရောက်တော့
And also he says the kind of suffering they understand is only feeling suffering like when they feel suffering that's the only kind of suffering they understand
I say the power သူတိထားတဲ့ဟာကိုပဲသူအသေးပဲသူစဉ်းစားမှာ
He says that's the nature of the mind. Whenever it hears a word, it goes to only the interpretation that it already knows. Yeah.
အဲ့တော့တူကတက်ကဒါပဲထားရင်ဒီဘက်ပဲသွားမှာတကယ်အရှိကိုနားလည်မှာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း And then so if the yogi understands it that way, unconsciously the mind targets that kind of experience for itself. And so that's where it will go instead of the ever understanding the true nature of
And dukkha, ပြောလို့ရှိရင်အဲဝေဒနာဒုက္ခဝေဒနာဒုက္ခနဲ့မရောစေနဲ့သူတို့
Jesus so when we talk about dukkha to be careful to not let the yogi get mixed up between you know feeling suffering and understanding dukkha
အဲယောဂီတော်တော်များများအဲ feeling suffering ကိုရောက်ပြီးတော့သူတို့ကဒေါသပဲဆိုင်စင်းသွားတယ
် So when somebody feels suffering he said that's actually leaning towards aversion
ဘယ်အဆလဲဆိုတော့သူတို့ဘယ်အဆဆိုမမြင်တာဒုက္ခမမြင်တာဆင်းရဲတယ်လို့ဆိုဒီသူတို့ဒီ fighting for ဖြစ်တာပြစ်တာနည်းနည်းပြင်းလာပြီဆိုရင်သူတို့ဘယ်လိုတွေးတယ်အဲဒုက္ခလို့တွေးတယ
်
ဆင်းရဲလို့တွေးတယ်အဲ့မှာဒေါသပဲဆင်းတော့တကယ် तू ဒီဖြစ်တာပြစ်တာမြင်နိုင်တဲ့ तू ကအပမဲ့လို့ तू သဘောပေါက်ကြမှာပေါက်မှာဒါပေမဲ့ तू တော့ကြားဘူးလ
ား
အနေဆာကိုပြီးဒုက္ခလာမှာ
Yeah
အဲ့မှာသူတို့တော့ထွက်သွားတာ
He says and one of the classic things is that they're told that impermanent that you know because things are impermanent therefore it is suffering and he says and they're also given to understand that when they see arising and passing away that's a sign of impermanence so then they start seeing things coming and going and he says they're just beginning to have an experience of these things but their mind already remembers all this information and it starts to interpret that all this rising and falling you know all this rising and passing away is suffering and then he says the mind starts leaning towards suffering the yogi starts to feel
frightened
yes I'm a dosa
ba
ye sin
no so that's where it's going towards aversion towards dosa
a yogi don't remember ta ro mo le
he says then you used to get up and cry and stuff like you said
anya aya ye ji de ai nya ma hu nyan ne dosa ne kat bi shauk do
yeah he says that you know these places are very important you know they're very close a true insight and dosa towards the experience
eh ဘယ်လာလဲဆို rising falling ဖြစ်ပျက်လိုက်ရှာစ
he says and the problem starts from yogis trying to have experience of seeing rising and passing away
trying to generate that experience
trying to see yeah trying to see things as arising and passing away
it's really frightening to hear these things because they realized you know that any concept that's a little bit off is going to be grabbed and used and tell in the Zen tradition there's a story of, you know if you say the wrong teaching to somebody you will be reborn as a fox for 500 years
oh yeah
500
lifetimes thank you that's worse thank you
yeah then I'm
like oh ဒီလိုမျိုးကြားလာကြောက်စရာကောင်းတယ်လေဆရာအနေနဲ့ကိုကနည်းနည်းမှားတာလွဲတင်တာလွဲဝိုင်းလူတွေကဘယ်လိုစုံနိုင်မလဲပြောလို့မရအောင်အရင်ကြောက်စရာကောင်းတယ်လေ Zen မှာသူကပုံရှိတယ်ဟိုတရားပြရင်ပေါ့လေပြမှားရင်ပေါ့လေဟိုဘဝပေါင်းငါးရာဟိုမွေးခွေးဘဝကြောင်းမဲ့တယ်ဘူးစကိနော်ပြောရတယ်မတင်းမြေပဲသူကအဝစီချောင်းပဲ
He
says, and if the leader becomes a fox, what happens to all?
That was in Yina, was in Biola. Bob
Yina.
I love the Bob Paula, Yogi, and it's a sign in Yogi, but I never see the blue, Twitter, blue, you. I don't know, I'm not using the Bob Paula.
Yeah, he said, He's noticed from talking to yogis over the years that this is what they do when they interpret what the teacher says, you know. Yeah, this is the way.
Amma information ko pe nai ni tru twa tat ta. Myan myan le bae.
So the more accurate the information, the more correct it is that we can give them, the easier for them.
It still seems like you mentioned, I think that the Burmese when they hear see it in its nature can use that as an inversive way
when they hear what
seeing something in its nature that they can use it to dismiss that it's just nature and it's a bit dismissive
that one is anatta they say
yes.
it's nothing to do with me
yeah.
when
yeah.
they think
yeah.
of it that way they get dismissive
yeah.
instead of cause and effect
but that I've seen that with people here that there can be that tendency to do that so how I mean it's it seems like whatever you say.
You mean with it's just nature, people here will be dismissive?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. ဟိုပြောင်းပြန်ချရတော့ဟိုမှာဒုက္ခအားဒေါသပဲရိုက်မှာနော်ဒီဘက်ချရတော့ဘောပဲရိုက်နေ
အနာတ
အနာတအိုးဒီမှာလည်းဖြစ်တယ်လေအဲ့လိုငါနဲ့မဆိုင်ပါဘူးငါနဲ့မဆိုင်ပါဘူးနဲ့ဂယုမဆိုင်တယ်လို့ဖြစ်သွားတာဒီမှာလည်းရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒါကြတော့ဘလို့ရှင်းပြမလဲ
အဲ့တော့ no self အဲ့မှာအကြောင်းကျိုးနဲ့ရှင
်း He said so we he defines anatta as understanding cause and effect
no self ကိုပြောနေတာဒါကြောင့်ဦးသိန်းကငါနဲ့မဆိုင်ဘူးပြောအရာမရှိဘူ
း Yeah, he says that's why he doesn't like using the no self expression. Yeah.
Nature လို့သဘောပေါက်တာရဲ
့ Understanding its nature.
ငါနဲ့မဆိုင်ဘူးလို့စဉ်းစားတာရဲ့ nature လို့သဘောပေါက်တာမတူဘူးတော့
Which is understanding that it has its nature, which is its cause and its own effect is different from it has nothing to do with me or its no self or something.
အမှန် no self ဆိုတော့အစလေးရမရှိဘူ
း He says and no self is a he feels I don't know if it would be right to call it an oxymoron but he feels that it's wrong to even say no self because the self doesn't exist in the first place he said
အထင်မှားတာရဲ့အထင်မှားတာအမှန်တိုင်းသိတာအဲ့နှစ်ခုကိုပြောပြနိုင်ကောင်းအထင်မှားတာရဲ့အမှန်တိုင်းသဘောပေါက်တာ
he says if we could explain understanding wrongly a wrong assumption or a wrong understanding of the mind and
understanding
understanding correctly right view you
know?
so that the idea of self is already an erroneous idea
okay.
So that doesn't even exist it's just a wrong idea mm-hmm. And that things are cause and effect
okay.
And have that nature is the right view
အမှန်တိုင်းသိလို့ရှိရင်အမှန်တိုင်းသိတာရဲ့အမှန်တိုင်းသိရင်တော့အမိုက်ထင်တာတော့ပေါ်လာအရင်ကအထင်အမှားနဲ့အခုကအမှန်တိုင်းသိ
He says when when we understand right view or understand the right thing then he says what was wrong comes into relief that becomes clearer that that was erroneous
အဲ့တော့ဥစဉ်ကအနိစ္စဒုက္ခအနတ္တကိုများများလေ့လာတော့အရင်လေ့သိထားတယ်လို့ information တွေရတာအပြင်ကရတာလည်းကိုသိတာနဲ့တခါတခါမတူဘူ
း
understanding ကပြည့်ပြည့်ကျဲလာအရင်ကသိတာဒီကုလေးသိဒါလေးကိုသူတရားကိုကိုနည်းနည်းသဘောပေါက်ကိုသိပြီထင်တာ
He said he's found over the many years that he used to have all this information about anicca dukkha and anatta and then when he began having insights into anicca dukkha or anatta and each time he had insights into them he found that the view shifted slightly every time and it just kept growing and he says in the beginning he used to think like he understood something of any of these and he would think oh now I understand it but then later oh no not that was not it completely and then yeah just kind of
understanding လူတွေကပြောတာသူတို့သိတယ်လို့သူတို့ပြောတာစာအုပ်ပြန်ရေးတာလို့ပြန်ပြောတာသူတို့သိတာသူတို့အသေးပဲဖွင့်တာကိုကအကုန်လုံးသွားဆုပ်ယူလိုက်ရင်ဒါပဲဒီဘာနေတက်သွားမှာသူတို့ပါဇက်ပြားနေတက်သွားမှာ
He says and when people write or you hear what people say he says people express what they understand right then and they express it the best they can if we take what they've expressed he says and concretize it like set it in stone for ourselves he says we're sort of lost itat the edge of their lips he says like why limited to what they say
ဟိုမမြဲလားတဘောပေါက်လားမမြဲဘူး impermanent လို့နားလည်လာတဲ့အခါကျရင်အရင်ကဖြစ်ပြောက်ဝင်လိုက်ရှာဥပမာဖြစ်ပြက်မြင်မနေမမြဲဘူးလို့တဘောပေါက်လားခင်ဗျဒါပေမဲ့တခြားလူပဲမမြဲတာနားလည်တာဒီဖြစ်ပြက်မြင်မှမဟုတ်ဘူ
း he says
ဖြစ်ပြက်ကိုဘယ်လိုအသေးပဲယူလဲဆိုတာပေါ့မူ
He says when his understanding of anicca got deeper he says he realized that before he used to really try to see arising and passing away to understand impermanence but then when the insights got deeper he didn't see anything arising or passing away but he understood impermanence much more deeply
ဘယ်ပြောင်းသွားတာသိနေရဖြစ်တာပြစ်တာမဟုတ်ပြောင်းသွားတယ်ချိန်သွားတယ်လို့သူကပြောင်းသွားတယ
်
အရှိန်တော့မတူဘူးနားလည်လာခြင်းမတူဘူ
း
နားလည်ပုံမှာမတူဘူ
း he says and it can be
you know, even arising and passing ways is, it's, you know, how the mind understands it. It's not just the seeing of it. And then he says other things, like just seeing change, or seeing that, you know, one thing and another are different. Yeah, all that can
new
trigger.
New
to
the world. How
new, not old.
Sierra will be a how old opinion. This is a problem.
Sierra G, Sherman Sierra used to say, if it's old, that's concept. If it's new, that's reality.
I don't know what I'm saying.
And in there,
ကိုနားလည်တော့ဘာမှမသိ
တယ် if you understand that's how you understand
မပိန်ကိုကြည့်လीခုနပိန်မယ်အခုတည်းဒီပိန်မယ်ဆိုရင်ဒါပညာသိချာပြီ
he says it's like pain we have pain he says and if we had pain and until now we have the same pain he said for sure that person is thinking of the concept
အတေလို့ငင်တာပြောင်းနေပြီ
he says if the person understands it's new every moment then it's changing
အဲ့တော့အဲ့အတိတ်ကိုမြင်တဲ့လူကအားထုတ်တာဘယ်တော့မှမပြင်းဘူးအဟောင်းမြင်ပြင်းလားအဟောင်းလို့ယူပြီးသူပြင်းလား
Somebody who always sees it, it's new
ဒါကြီးဒါကြီးပဲကြည့်ရတယ်သူတွေးဒါကြီးပဲမြင်နေတယ်ဒါကြီးပဲရှုရတယ်သူတွေးတာနဲ့ပြင်းပြင်းလားစိတ်ဝင်စားတော့
Somebody who sees it's always new always finds the practice interesting because everything's always new but somebody who finds things are always the same old thing he says that thought it's always the same old thing he says it's sure the person is lost in concept and it's not real
ပါမကမြန်တယ်လို့ပြောရနော
်။လာပြီ
။ဘုန်းကြီးပြောအခုပြော
He says and we talk about reality being very fast he said right? We say reality
ဘယ်နဲ့ကြိမ်မြင်လို့ fast ပြော
He says how many times do we see it that we think it's very fast?
You know how many times we see it being so fast?
Yeah. No. How many, like, in an experience, like, how much are you seeing, or how many times are you seeing something changing or whatever that makes us say it's fast?
But when you said it, it was really funny.
Funny?
When you said it to each other, it seemed so funny.
Funny because when he brought it up, I said, oh, here it comes. Because
okay.
the other day, he said, oh, I've kept something, he said, so that I can say I've saved it for another day.
Okay.
That was
so funny.
See, Judy's a therapist, so she catches all this stuff.
You don't mind if I yell.
Don't yell at me. Sometimes communication ရှိတယ်ဆိုတာလူတယောက်တယောက် understanding ရှိတယ်ဆိုတာဒါအဲ့ဟောပြောတာဥစဉ်နဲ့ဆရာတော်နဲ့ချက်ချင်းသိတယ်ဒီလားစကားပြောတယ်မလို့ तू အချိန်လေးပေါ့မူတည်ပြီးတော့တယောက်တယောက်လမ်းကြည့်လိုက်တဘောပေါက်တယ်
Yeah he says sometimes in communication when people understand each other well he says like with him and Sierra his teacher he says sometimes Sierra G would be having a conversation and he would just look at him and he knew what Sierra was trying to say to him.
And then we diverted because we didn't understand at all what side I was talking
about. He asked us how many times do we see things changing when we say they're changing so fast.
So in very grossly, somebody says, I saw something happening so fast, and he asked them, so how much did you see, like
1 second when the chain out
in 1 second how many times did you see the object or whatever, like what made you say it was fast?
Many people say 1 second, 3-4, like phew, phew, phew. Concept, eh?
That's concept too. That's number is a concept. He says, understanding that it's fast is just that. It's just an understanding.
Just another idea.
Yeah.
I want to go back just to the dukkha image. Just like Saito saying that understanding anatta as being cause and effect rather than non-self. So what would be a good way
to understand
dukkha? Analogous to that. So instead of translating suffering.
Dukkha,
he
I don't dukkha lo be taung na mya.
He just likes to use the word dukkha instead of using an English word. Yeah.
Could how about when you were speaking, I was thinking of a different way. Do you think it would be good to talk of dukkha as?
အဲ့တော့သူတို့ပြောဒုက္ခအတိတ်ပဲအများကြီးရှိတယ်ဒီဆင်းရဲတာတစ်ခုတည်းမဟုတ်ဆင်းရဲတာတစ်ခုတည်းမဟုတ်ဒုက္ခအတိတ်ပဲအများကြီးရှိတယ်ဆိုသူတို့ဆက်ပြီးလိတ်လာအောင
်
ဆင်းရဲတာပဲပြောရင်သူဆင်းရဲတာပဲသူတို့လိုက်ရှာ
Jesus at least to give them the information that there are many facets to the experience not the experience the understanding of dukkha and although understanding that things are suffering there is some inherent suffering or maybe I don't know if suffering is even the right word is in there he says but to give them that option that there are many
more
facets to understanding dukkha
what do you think like talking about dukkha in terms of that there's a presence of defilements
is ma kilita shi ne soe dukkha alu ma mo kilita ma shi
kilita shi eh ma shi ne dukkha kilita shi lo dukkha vedana dukkha
he says when there's kilesa and that's dukkha he says that's the suffering kind of dukkha we feel suffering because the kilesas have they're a heavy burden but when there are no kilesas the burden of the khandas is also a dukkha and there is no kilesa
no kilesa and dukkha ai ai dukkha ma tu vipirana ma dukkha yaula dukkha dukkha vipirana dukkha tinkhara dukkha we are luya vedana dukkha ne ne ya
people get stuck
at I just want I
yeah.
So really he's talking about the three kinds
yeah
u tin chou mu la chi de a lo de ko thak khan thak khan lo pin man ne lo tin la
yeah
pin man ne lo tin la no a ma dukkha yei mi la dukkha yo yei mi la a ao le dukkha wo na le de phe ma twa yin lo pin na phe yau
oh
thak khan thak khan lo nyan no ma lo tin no
uh-huh
but a man ga ne ne yei mi la nyan ga tat la bi no da wo thak khan thak khan lo pe nyan la ဒုက္ခလို့နားလေတာအဲ့မှာ तू อ่ะအဲ့ဘက်မှာဟိုတဘောပေါက်တာကပ်ပြီးလွယ်သွားပြီပြင်းတစ်ဖက်ကိုရောက်ရောက်
He says he gives
အဲ့တင်ခါဒုက္ခမဟုတ်တော့ဝိပဿနာဒုက္ခထက်ကထက်ကလုတ်ပေးနေရတဲ့ဒုက္ခပဲရှိသေးတယ်
He gives an example second level dukkha viparinama dukkha He says a person does something and has to do it over and over and over again and starts to recognize the dukkha of having to do something over and over and over again There is a dukkha there's a sense of dukkha in this over and over again but he says if there is an understanding aspect there if the mind doesn't understand just the understanding aspect it goes to the other side and it starts to feel like it doesn't want to do it anymore that's laziness
when I tired both slowly resist
yeah.
it becomes resistance not
the get nyan so yin nyan so yin tu a li attachment nen nen la de ma lou lou ma phi ai ma ba wen la ma so nyan ga tat sat bi tat la ma အဲ့မှာဒီရက်သွားရင်တက်သွားရင်ဒေါရပဲပြန်ဆင်းတော့ရန
ော
်အဲ့တော့ညံတက်လာပြီဆိုတော့ तू ကဘာဆက်လာမှလဲကြာအဲ့တော့ဒီဒုက္ခကိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်အောင
်
နားလဲပြီးတော့ तू ဆက်လုပ်တယ
်
ပြင်းတာမဟုတ်ဘူးနော် तू attachment မရှိဘဲတကယ်ညံဆွဲလာမှုမရှိဘဲနဲ့ကိုလုပ်တော့
Yeah he says and he says if the yogi just stops there the danger is to just understand there's dukkha and this then it's the slide is off to look always to this aversion but he says then if wisdom truly comes in and goes a step further then the wisdom starts to think because if it's true wisdom he says what it always brings is non-attachment so he says then the yogi asks what should I do with this dukkha and the yogi feels less attached because it understands the dukkha of it but the yogi continues to do it because it understands the
understanding and dilo tat niyam understanding sat la niyam
so that understanding has to keep coming does it but without
ဖြစ်ပြီးတာနဲ့ရပ်သွားရင်ဖြစ်ပြီးရပ်သွားရင်လေဒေါသပြောင်းမောဟလာမယ်မောဟဝင်ဒေါသပြန်စဉ်းရင်စဉ်းသွားလက်ပတ်ပြီးဆွဲသွားတာ
This is then without any aversion or without any attachment and he says if this kind of understanding doesn't keep growing he said immediately when the understanding is not growing the defilement comes in and it goes back down towards aversion
အဲ့ကြောင့် defilement အထင်မတည်နဲ့ဥစဉ်ပြောတာ
That's why he says don't look down on the defilements
ဆိုညာကဆက်မသွားရင်တစ်ချက်တော့တက်ပြီးတော့ပိတ်
He says once the wisdom is not growing it gets stuck immediately it goes defilements come
yo sanya lu sa lu ma mya to cha ma sa chin no
do
na ba yai sin no ai no
he says eating he says we can't not eat but the mind sees the dukkha in it and if the wisdom doesn't take it further he says the mind doesn't want to eat anymore again those
ta wa sa
he says eat till you're full
massage him and I say, yeah, I'm
yeah. He says there are many people who don't want to eat and feel upset and just sort of like suffer.
It's happened to him.
He said he sat there looking at his plate for half an hour.
45 minutes. Using a mat, be like lapel. Sally, it's
Sally. He's just to a
party
in the kitchen and then eat. He said, yeah, honey. And she kept passing him like about six times. She said,
of course, there's the other side of eating too much. I'm not stopping eating.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's why he said, he's mentioned that, you know, it's only when we experience two extremes that we can then understand the middle way.
Understanding of my God, Yuria, Dilogine, Napello Nalema, the Pedan Nalem, understanding my piece of news.
And understanding always has so many views, so many perspectives. He said if we only understand one perspective, we should know that's not enough.
Oh, Ugama. No, Ugama. In a music, it wasn't clear. Lucenda, Yigila. Yimjibula. Lucenda.
He says, for example, so he has to do this, like these discussion groups, right? And he has to come for it. And he said, is it important? What should his view be on it? Or is it not important?
Well, not important. Well, not important.
But it's more like, how important is it? How not important is it than just important?
Balance is not.
He says, and that is everywhere.
And yang a mian balance tu siapa ni?
So that's how wisdom is always trying to find the balance.
Sama, belau sama.
He says, okay, we eat. What should we eat? What should we not eat? Should we eat at all?
Yang a tu, nampak tu, tahu siapa tu aliau lah.
He says, so wisdom always sees the two extremes, understands, and then comes to the middle way. Yeah, he says, and the danger, you know, in anatta, one of the... One of the definitions is that it's all out of control or something. It's out of my control. Yeah. Yeah. And he says, I mean, it's not enough to look at just that one point of view. Yeah.
Yeah. Causing effects or hope that I'm not paying home. But I'm not paying home.
So, although it may not be within my control, it has its causes and its effects.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not chaos. It's not random, so you can figure it out.
Yeah.
So only when there's this like seeing from many perspectives, then we get a whole picture. Now he doesn't dare to close the door to understanding anymore. He doesn't dare to say I understand it all yet. This is how much he knows now. He says. One of the big things is when a yogi asks him, gives him an example of something the yogi really understood or experienced, and asks him, is this an experience or understanding of ultimate reality? He says, if he says to the yogi, yeah, that's paramatta, he said, that's it, he's killed the yogi.
Teacher killed the yogi.
Is a fox.
You just stop that person's like growth in understanding. His teacher never says to anybody, oh, you understand enough. He always says, oh, carry on practicing. He feels that way too. He feels like it's always changing. He can't stop. Can't stop anywhere.
So what is the place of affirming a yogi's experience, or you know, being encouraging in that way?
Error. ပီးတဲ့သဘောကဘယ်လိုသုံးရမလဲလဲဟုတ်အာပီး encourage လုပ်ဖို့ယောဂီတယောက်ကိုအာပီးတာစိတ်ကမချ
Is there a place
ဒီနေ့ရတော့ကိုအတွေ့အကြုံကိုပြော
He tells them his experience to inspire them you know how to go on
ဘာဖြစ်လို့တော့စာထဲမှာပြောတာအမေကဦးစင်းကကိုယ်တိုင်ကြုံမှုတဲ့ဟာကိုပြောပြတယ်လူကြီးကစိတ်ဝင်စားတယ
် Yeah he finds no joy in telling them what he reads in books he says telling them about his own understanding he has so much I mean it's delightful to
him ရေးလာဖြစ်တယ
် And it's real
အဲ့တော့ယောဂီကဘာပြောလဲလာရှင်မအားထုတ်တယ်ပြန်ပြောပြကိုရရပါပြောပြန်ပြောပြနားတော်သူအားရပါတ
ယ် Yeah is some yogi say to him tell me again your experience or that experience that left you that understanding because they get so inspired
yes,
yeah. by the way the mind worked and all because he explains all these way the mind works and what it did
မာသိတော့မကောင်းကိုအတွေ့အကြုံပြောရတာသိတော့မကောင်း
He says of course it's not very good to be talking about himself so much
ကိုကိုကိုကိုကတော့လည်းပြောလို့ဖြစ်နေအမှန်ကအဲ့စိတ်ဓာတ်နဲ့ပြောတာမဟုတ်ဘူးဒီစိတ်လုံးဝမရှိဘူးသူတို့အားရှိအောင်လို့ပြောတာ
Yeah I mean but he doesn't he says he doesn't want to brag about himself or something but he wants to inspire people yeah
and now တခုပြောဒါ real လည်းဖြစ်တယ
် And it's very real for him that's real
yes
real ကိုပြောတာပူအပ
joy when he thought about his own experience
yeah.
and he was so uninhibited about that
that's very
that is very
သူကဘာလို့အဲ့လိုယူလဲဆိုတော့ခုနဦးစင်းအဲ့လိုမျိုးပြောတဲ့အချိန်မှာသူမြင်တယ်ဦးစင်းဘလောက်ပျော်လဲဆိုတော့တကယ်ဦးစင်းမှာဟို
ဆိုတော့အဲ့ပုံမှာ
ပူမလေးလေးတကယ
်ဖြစ်စင်စပိုင
်းအဲ့လားစိတ်စိတ်တက်အင်စပိ
ုင်းအဲ့တော့ကောင်းကြောင်းနေသူဦးစင်းကဈေးရောက်လို့ကြော်ညာတတ်တယ
် He says he was a businessman so he knows how to advertise
ကောင်းမထင်လောက်ပြောတတ်တယ်ပြောနိုင်တယ်ပြောနိုင်တယ
်လူတွေကောင်း
ကောင်းမထင်တယ်လို့ထင်အောင်ပြောနိုင်လားပြောနိုင်ရင်တို့ပူစိတ်ဝင်စားတယ
် He says you have to know how to put it so people think it'll be great yeah
yes
အဲ့တော့ဦးစင်းအဲ့လိုအမျိုးမျိုးလက်ပတ်ပြောတာပေါ့
Yeah so he thinks of all sorts of ways to talk to people
How do youhelping people to understand the cause and effect or the conditioned aspect of consciousness of knowing
how do you talk to people about
to learn to help experience the conditioned nature
of knowing how do I translate conditioned nature of knowing
well cause and effect how
to what's the cause and effect of knowing how do you get people to see that
why do we need that was it
ဘာလို့ဘလို့လူတွေကိုတည်တဲ့သဘောရဲ့အကြောင်းကျိုးသဘောနားလည်အောင်ဘလို့
တည်တဲ့သဘောအကြောင်းကျို
းအင်းအဲ့ဒါကြောင့်တပြည့
် What what is it
that
Yeah I was yes yes well I'm thinking now of anatta and both my own experience and with many yogis is that often we takethe knower, the knowing as being the knower.
Yes.
I'm the one who's knowing.
Knowing, yes.
So I'm interested to how to correct that view.
Ah, when experience. You say conditioned nature of knowing as in not being personal.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, Luria Toro Mio Mio Chi Nire De Vo Lu Thin.
Yes.
Di Hao Chor Tan Po Bolo Lo.
Sei Gu Chi Tam.
He says only if they know how to watch the mind
Yeah, but what if people do, if people have that?
Then he says, you know, to keep recognizing, to recognize that mind that is doing the watching.
To objectively mean it, so objectively mean it.
Once they can see it objectively, he said, as an object, he says, then that mind is always shifting. You know?
Right,
then
right,
it's
right.
not...
Uzin, do you want to say that? အာယုန်တွေမမြဲတာတော့တည်ပြောင်းလာတော့တည်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကပြောရုပ်နာမမြဲဘူးလို့ပြောတယ်စိတ်ကမမြဲတာမဟုတ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာစုပ်တယ်တောက်လျှောက်ကြည့်နေစိတ်ကတောက်လျှောက်ကြည့်နေတော့ဒါစိတ်ကမြဲနေတယ
်
အဲ့နားမလဲထားလိုက်ခဏထားလိုက်ဆက်ကြည့်တယ်ဒီစိတ်ကိုပူစိတ်ဝင်စားလာအဲ့ကြည့်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုပြန်မြင်တဲ့အခါကျမှသူ့မြင်နိုင်လာတဲ့အခါကျမှစိတ်ကဘယ်လိုဖြစ်သွားလဲနန်းချက်အနောက်နည်းနည်းလေးရှစ်ရှစ်လောက်လိုက်ပြီးတော့အနောက်နည်းနည်းဆုပ်လိုက်တော့ဒီအာထုနေတဲ့စိတ်တွေပြောင်းသွားတာလေးကိုမြင်လိုက်တော့မှအဲ့မှာအာထုတဲ့လူပျောက်သွားတာ
He says what happened to him was like he used to notice that you know the things he's watching are changing but the watching is not changing and he thought to himself they say rupa nama rupa is both impermanent he says it doesn't feel like that you know the watching is permanent but he put that aside he said kept it in view and continued practicing but he became more interested in that watching which seemed to be so permanent and he says and it really changed for him when one day he said it felt like you know whatever understood moved away and saw that that was changing
right.
and then the mind understood
right.
that
right.
that is also not permanent
lu le mi shi do chi de du mi shi do pou ko
pya he said that feeling that there's a person who's watching also
right, right.
disappeared for him
sai ga a thon ni la
it was clear that it was the mind that was practicing
sai
ya
le ma mye pya ko
and that mind is
change lo အဲ့တော့အဲ့ဒါတည်ပြီးတော့နောက်စိတ်တွေကြည့်ချင်မလို့တော့
And watching that he says he didn't have to
နောက်စိတ်တွေနောက်သူ့ကိုကြည့်နေတဲ့စိတ် watching mind တွေအကုန်လုံးကတတူတူပဲလို့တဘောပေါ့
And he says for him the understanding was strong enough that he didn't have to continue to notice that you know the mind already understood that in principle fundamentally this is
မြင်မလို့တော့တဘောပေါ့တော့
So it wasn't really through kind of an investigation or an analysis just through watching
ဟဲ့ရောအချိန်မှာဦးစေးကစုံစမ်းနေတာတွေပိုင်းမဟုတ်ကြည့်ရင်းနဲ့ပဲရုပ်ထည့်ကြည့်သဘောတော့
Yes ကြည့်ရင်းနဲ့ဆိုတော့စုံစမ်းတာပါလေ
Yes but he says because you know that question had already come up in his
yeah,
mind
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
so that well,
it
already
is. I
introduced
yeah.
that
yeah,
sense
yeah.
of investigation
yeah,
but
yeah.
that was watching
yeah.
မေးတဲ့အချိန်နဲ့ဥစ္စာပေါက်တဲ့အချိန်နဲ့ဘယ်တော့กว่าလဲဗျာ
။กว่าလဲ
။
တစ်ချိန်မกว่าဘူ
း။ဘယ်နှလောက်กว่าလဲ
။မပြောနဲ့။မပြောမမေ့ဝါရ။မပြောနဲ့။အဲ့တော့လေ့လာရှားနေတာ။တော့ကြာလဲဆိုတော့မပြောနဲ့
။ဒါပေမဲ့
မြင်လာပဲငါတော့ပေါ့။ရပ်ပိုင်း
တော့မဖြစ်နိုင်
။ရှီ။အဲ့တော့ရပ်ပိုင်းလာနပတ်လောက်ကြာ
။
ဒီထဲမှာတော့ကြာလေ့လာ။
Yeah. I was asking you I mean the time lapse in time between the time he brought in this and you know this question and when he realizes I said there must have been a gap it was not immediate
yeah,
it was
yeah,
not
yeah,
in the same city
yeah, yeah,
same
yeah,
day
tiang jiao mu du wa
ya yeah and he said yeah there was it
right.
was some time
yeah
cannot say how long
yeah.
depend on your understanding
yeah.
so is that pretty much the same instructions that ways you talk about it to many yogis just in that same way or that it happens
this one.
For you the way that happened for Sayadaw is that I would just instruct yogis basically just to watch the watcher
ဦးဇင်းအဲ့တော့လူတွေကိုသင်ပေးဒီလိုပဲလာတဲ့ဟိုဦးဇင်းပြစ်ကြုံပြောမယ်နောက်တော့အဲ့ကြည့်တော့ပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့တိထားပြ
ီနောက်ပိုင်းကျတော့ပြန်ကြည့်ခိုင်းတော့ awareness ဆို awareness ပြန် recognize လုပ်ဖို့လိုတယ်လို့ပြောတယ်မလားအစမှာရှာအောင်ရှာခိုင်းတာ
yeah hold
it
no
no လူတင်းလာတော့ငါမရှာခိုင်းတော့
သူ
ကမြင်လာဖို့မြင်လာဖို့လေးပဲနင်းစူးစမ်းလို့ပြောတယ်
yeah he says and you know especially the learning to become aware of
awareness and then yogi တော့များလဲထွက်သွားတယ
်
awareness of awareness ဆိုရှာအဲ့လိုလုပ်ဖို့စူးစမ်းရင်လဲထွက်သွား
or to recognize the awareness I mean he changed the way he uses the words because in the beginning he used to say be aware of the awareness and some people tag themselves up or not
mine was ji mine လုံးလောက်တာပဲကြည့် mine လုံးလောက်တာပဲကြည့်ပြီးမြင်လာလိမ့်မယ်
then he sort of backed off and gave them the information but told them not to try but you know so if they recognize once they recognize it they know that's what he was talking about
my activity လို့ဦးဇင်းပြော
yeah he says my activity
my activity ဘာလုပ်နေလဲအဲ့ကိုလေ့လာ
just watch what the mind is doing
စိတ်က aware လုပ်တယ်နော်စိတ်ကစဉ်းစားတယ်စိတ်ကအာယုံဆိုင်တယ်စိတ်က energy တွေထည့်တယ
် the mind thinks the mind watches the mind pays attention the mind uses energy
the mind pay attention activity အဲ့ဟိုစိတ်ဝင်စားခိုင်
း so you tell them to be more interested in noticing that
I noticed for myself when you said you're just checking if there's any calaisa in the mind that's watching. That had the effect, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he says whatever particular aspect of the mind we choose to observe, he says the mind is a stream.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is happening
in the
stream.
Many water,
there's a lot of water that he's, we just have to be seeing the stream. We just have to be seeing that river.
So you pick out anything to look at.
When you see the river.
He says if we've been watching some one aspect of mind and doing it continuously, he said after a while we can't help but notice all the other things that the mind is doing. Because it's all
extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he started by just watching that one thing. What is the mind aware of? What is the mind noticing? And just doing that continuously for a long time, he says the mind just sort of everything was happening. He says that once you like get a hold of that mind, he says then everything is open to you. Get a hold of it.
Oh, you know, like me, I'm cheap. I do like me, I'm cheap. Oh, you know, you know, cat it. You know, cheap. You know, you know, you know,
He says, I mean, even now he still says to yogis, you know, he says to the yogi still, you know, investigate this, or you should be able to see it that way or this way. But he says that's actually not very good, even though he still does that. He says because if they would just dedicatedly sort of, you know, be in touch with themselves, then everything will slowly open up and they will start, you know, noticing things themselves. He says because you know it's like directing the yogi and you know he says teachers are very like instrumental that way. Where they lead, so the student will follow. And he says, yeah, if we lead them right, he says, well, nice and good. So slowly he tries to remember not to say to them, see it this way or that way, and tries to tell them it's possible that you might see this or that. And he tries to help the yogi figure out how the yogi, that particular yogi might be, what might trigger that yogi understanding, seeing his mind. Like for some people, he says, listen to the mind and they understand that. For some people, you know, recognize and they understand that or notice, yeah, or be conscious. And the yogis come and ask him, you know, I saw this or that. The other day in the yogi group, Andrea, she asked this question. She said, when you say mind, sometimes it's confusing. She says, but if she says, be aware of the awareness or recognize the awareness, that's easier. Then she can see that things are coming, you know, being received by. She said, well, is that what you call mind? And he said, yes.
I'm a true how you like, right? I don't really talk
yeah. If they experience something, then the yogi will.
Recognize it.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Whitten did.
Stop here,
one of the staff said that when he tried to be aware of the awareness, it... Oh, yes, when he's aware of the objects, he's fine. He knows that he's aware. But when he tries to be aware of the awareness, he loses it. So then the teacher... And he understood that this is because he was looking for the awareness, which is already there. So he told him awareness is already there. Do you recognize
it?
Then, you know, it was easier for him to understand. He didn't have to look for it. It's just there. Very often when we talk about watching the mind or knowing the mind, people think that...
Look for something.
Yeah, mind is a stranger.
Yeah.
Because they've never seen it before.
He
gives this, when he went to Connecticut last year, Andy's father was telling him that he had turned on the deer alert. And he said, can you hear it?
This sound open, the deer here.
Lets off a little tweak.
The deer cannot cross.
So the deer will be scared off by the sound and not cross the road. Yeah, because deer can just, and they panic. So if they hear the sound, they run away before you kind of come at them. And then he said, listen for it. And so he gives this example because he said it was just like somebody looking for the mind that had never been in touch with their mind. And he didn't know what to look for, so he tried to listen very hard, but he couldn't hear it. Because he could only listen for sounds he'd ever heard before. And so he stopped trying to hear it, and then he heard
the softly. Sound has become automatically very soft.
It's very soft, yeah.
Not loud, but
yeah. He says, so looking for it, he couldn't find it. But if he just was still, then that sound was coming to him And that day he did a practical with that staff member. He said to him, are you aware now? He said, yes. Do you recognize that you're aware?
That's
why all those practical things he does, you know, with the hands and all that. Yeah, it's really to get people to see that it's not something. This is a lot of people when he asks, why can you know the touching sensation? I'm like,
okay.
This may be hard to convey, but there's an experience, sometimes what you were saying before, of just the stream, the mind-body stream, and that's clear. And sometimes there's an experience of the mind or in the mind that doesn't feel like a stream. And it feels this is just an analogy, but it feels like the space
At least just finish the sentence.
Maybe you can help me finish the sentence.
I can't imagine what you are going to say, but if you said anything,
help me finish this. It feels less of something there. In other words, when it's a stream, even the mind, the knowing,
yeah.
feels like a something.
Yeah.
Something is flowing.
Yeah.
And but sometimes there's the experience of it's like dropping back from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it almost feels like space that that's not a thing.
Yeah.
And yet it has a quality or an aspect of knowing.
Yeah.
And experientially this feels like two different things. But I don't, I'd be interested just if Saito can.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
Say that you do the power time, Pianera, Pianera Hario, me and Niara, do a be a senior little. Dilomu Tiara, Era, say that you tibi melle, the cuckoo or tiadi, say go, you go, and then a sign care of mo, a yard to cuckoo and narrow, kinder the one in the city, the cattle.
I don't know what you're saying.
He would say the level of understanding has shifted.
Understand, depend on understanding. Depend
on the level of understanding. How the mind perceives, how
right.
you know, or right. things are perceived changes.
Yes.
Similar kind of experience where there's knowing happening.
Yeah.
It's less, it somehow seems less time-bound.
Yeah.
So it seems timeless.
Yeah.
Or outside of time.
I know, but I'm not going to be able to do it.
He says yes.
But I'm not going to be able to do it. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, he says.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
He says the understanding of reality changes, paramatta changes. He says he can only say that you will understand it more and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tu a Joseph a tu a ramo. Da me ta kali elu miao mie ho. O ho po kere che ma a change shi de lu a say the ma shi de le. Elu miao ta kali lu tu a che ma a change no ma sign lu tu lu a kan zar.
The reason I asked was because in the Tibetan teaching. Ninja teachers also, they point a lot to that experience.
Right.
And in my, most of the teachers I've had point more to this experience of the flow, the experience of the mind as the stream.
Oh.
And so a lot of us have practiced kind of in both ways.
Experience the example for you.
He would not actually give any importance to either of the experiences because the experience is still just an experience.
Right, right.
He would ask you to check what
how
does it
understanding
make you,
you
understand. What does it help you understand?
Right.
Or has any understanding
right, right.
arisen?
Good question.
Tu ab yore ho Tibeti soe ho bo bro lute hao lo kai ne ho techa siari soe indi lo
object will be used up in my life.
It's all
yeah.
objects.
Yeah.
He says, why go after the object?
Does it feel like object to you, the second one?
I don't
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
No.
Experience. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
know. I don't know. I don't know. ပုရုษရှင်တောတပအရဟန္တအာယုန်ဒါယူပဲဒီညာကမတူတာ
yeah
အကုန် experience ချင်းတူတူပဲ
he says အဲ့ဒါမပြောရင်တော့ तू อ่ะသူ့ကိုမေးတယ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာ तू อ่ะအဲ့လိုဖြစ်တာကိုအာယုန်လို့ခံစားရလားဆိုတော့ तू အာယုန်လို့တော့မခံစားဘူးလို့ပြောတယ
်အာယုန်လို့မခံစားဘူးလို့သိမလဲပြောနိုင်တယ်ဆိုတော့
said you know Carol asked you if you felt that that was an object at the time and you said no it doesn't quite feel like an object but he says if you can talk about
right,
it
right.
That's
it's an
experience
yeah.
is an object
so experience
yeah,
is an
yeah,
object
say say machine I don't miss you
if there's no mind there's no object
right, right.
yeah
အဲ့တော့ခုနပြောဆို experience အတူတူပဲဘာလို့နားလည်လာခြင်းမတူလ
ား he says the he says
ပူးတူတယ်
ဟော
တော်တော်ဘာဟောအဲ့ဒါဟာနော
် all our hands all have the same experience
right, right.
So he doesn't really place so much importance
on the experience.
I experience mama. Ko ba lao na le le, ba lao.
He says we have an experience but what understanding has arisen? What?
Alors, tu lo la de ke shin me so yin, u the me yo ma la me ko.
He says if you were really clear, if you really understood, you wouldn't need to ask the question.
What happens, for me what happens is in that kind of subtle level, what to me seems subtle,
yeah.
level of reaching out for something or looking ahead or
uh-huh.
that falls away.
Yeah.
So it feels like, well, it's like that.
Yeah.
That's...
So if you're a new time, right? Say to him, I'm here thinking more money, loan it, right?ဟိုနည်းနည်းလေးတော့အထုပ်ဖို့စူးစမ်းနေတာပြီးလုပ်ဖို့စူးစမ်းအဲ့ဒါတွေကအဲ့ချိန်မှာ
ရတယ်ရတယ
်သူကရှိတယ်မင
်
းရှိ
ပုဂ္ဂလမဟုတ်တော့ဘူးအဲ့ချိန်ဓမ္မ
He says at that time it's not pugala not personal practice
right, right.
anymore
personal effort လုံးဝမလုပ်ရအောင်
yeah
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 right totally
အဲ့တော့ခုနကဟာတွေအားလုံး personal လုပ်နေတာ personal idea တွေကလုပ်နေတယ်ဟိုက idea မရှိတော့ဓမ္မကသူ့အလုပ်သူလုပ်နေအချိန်ရလာရင်သူ့အလုပ်သူလုပ်နေ
Yeah He says soThat you know where all the sattva are still doing their work, the pugala is still there, still
mm-hmm.
reaching, struggling,
yeah, yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
subtle way.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, but all of that are held in ideas in the mind. Yeah, he says, and then in that moment when it falls away, the ideas have stopped,
right,
have
right,
fallen
right,
away.
Right, right.
And in that moment, in those times,
yeah.
he says, it's the dhamma that's working, and the dhamma
right.
will do its own work.
Right.
Yeah.
အခုလူတွေကလေအမြင်နဲ့ဝင်ရှုပ်နေလို့ဓမ္မကဝင်လို့မရောက်ခဲ့
He says now with a lot of yogis the problem is they won't let the dhamma do it. He says they keep coming in.
Yeah.
How should I fix it?
ကလေးကိုတော့သူရင့်ကျက်လာပြီးတိုးတက်လာအောင်လုပ်ရမယ်လုပ်ပေးရမယ်ဆိုတာလူကြီးကတစ်ချိန်လုံးဝင်လုပ်ပေးနေတော့ကလေးကအားမရှိတော့
He says it's like children instead of letting the children learn and grow and become strongThe parent is always trying to teach the child the right thing to do, and the child doesn't get strong. He says it doesn't use its own mind or yeah and stuff. Like that.
I don't know. Dhamma is what. What? The shame. That momentum. You think about shame. Momentum. Love. You do. Shame. Do. Love. Do. Love.
He says that's why this momentum thing is so important. When the momentum hits, strikes you, he said it will do its own work.
Yeah.
အဲ့ဘဝိပဿနာမှာအဓိကပြဿနာ momentum မတက်လို့
He says in vipassana the main problem is people don't gain momentum. Yeah.
အဲ့တော့ down up and down up and down start again start again. No. တော်ရည်ချာတော်ရည်ချာ
Yes.
This is about an experience which is I think it'sNot the way Sayadaw prefers.
no preference.
When I started practice, it's like there was just no momentum. My mind was just thinking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying. The thing that helped was not something that I think Sayadaw does not. was when I did a concentration practice
yeah.
with Metta.And that actually built the momentum for me.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah.
And so I'm just wondering really
mm-hmm.
about the use of concentration
sure.
to build momentum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tu wasa athu ware, tu ဘလုံးမှအာယုံ
ယူလို့မရ
ထားလို့ဟိုစိတ်ငြိမ်
တယ
်ချိန်လုံးတွေးနေတာလေအစိတ်ကိုထားလို့မရနောက်ဆုံးသူ့အတွက်ဘာရောက်လာလဲဆိုတော့မေတ္တာကမ္မထာအထုတ်ခိုင်းတော့လေစကလုံးတွေ
ဆရာတော်နဲ့တွေ့လို့
စကလုံးတွေယောယောတမာတီတမာတီကအရှင်ရတာ
အဲ့ပါအ
ဲ့ဒီအရှင်ရပြီ तू ကအားဆိုင်နေတော့စိတ်ကိုဘယ်လိုကောင်းလဲ
စူးစီးလို့ရလာတော့ဗောအဲ့ဒါစပြီးတည်ငြိမ်လာတာဗော
အ
ဲ့ဒီဆရာနဲ့ဆရာမတူးလို့
He says just different teachers He says you should have met you with
that You probably would have saved me a lot of trouble
တော်တော်တော်တက်တာပါ
Yes yes just do guys
အဲ့လူရတမထနဲ့အရင်စုပြီးမှတော့ငင်လို့လို့ရဦးဒီကေဝိပဿနာတောက်လျှောက်လုပ်တဲ့လူဘာတမထမှမလို့တော့
Yeah he says ဘာလဲဦးစင်းစားပြော
တမထနဲ့စုစည်းပြီးတော့လူရအရှင်ရအောင်တည်ငြိမ်ရအောင်လုပ်နေရတယ်ဦးတမထမှမှဝိပဿနာကူးတယ
်တမထ
မှမှဝိပဿနာကူးတယ်
He says you know a lot of people you know the reason you had to do that was because there is
No, တောက်ချောင်းလုံးနေရင်တောက်ချောင်းလုံးနေအရှင်ရနေမရက်ပဲနဲ့တောက်ချောင်းလုံးဖြစ်နေတမထပြန်စရမလို့
မဟုတ်ဘူး तू ကပြောတာ तू စပြီးတော့အထုတ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာ
Yes
နင့်ပေါင်းများစွာ तू တရားမအားမထုတ
် Yes ထုတ်ပါလေတကယ်ထုတ်ပါလေအဲ့
တော့ဦးစင်းကတောက်ချောင်းပြောတဲ့လူကဘာဘာဆိုင်
လူတခါမှပြန်မစမလို့တော့တမထနဲ့ပြန်စနေရဆရာမလို့တော့
तू ကတမထနဲ့ပြန်စခိုင်းတာမဟုတ်ဘူး तू အဆောက်ဝဲပြောတာ
तू ဘယ်လို तू ပြောတာမဟုတ်တခြားလူတွေပြောတာ
ဩ
တခြားလူတွေကိုပြောတာ तू ကိုပြောတာမဟုတ်
Okay. Okay.
Yogi, you go there. No, Joseph.
Not Joseph. Okay. So he said, he says, for, I mean, not with reference to what you were saying. He says for people who've been practicing meditation for a long time, he says if they didn't have this idea that they need to calm the mind down, he says then they would not have to keep going back to samatha all the time.
အဲ့ဒါမှဘလောက်စဉ်းစားဖို့ကောင်းလဲဥကိုရင်က3ရက်10ရက်သခန်အထုတ်3ရက်တမထ9ရက်ဝိပဿနာ3လအထုတ်ပထမတလတမထနောက်နလဝိပဿနာတက်လုံးအထုတ်လို့လို့
He loves this question he says so Mr. Goenka teaches 3 days of samatha and then 1/3 samatha 2/3 anapana right 2/3 vipassana so if it's 10 days it's 3 days and then 6 days and then if it's like 3 months it's 1 month and he says what if you practice for the rest of your life
ညည်းစမထအဲ့ဒါပိုဒီ
ယူမိုက်ဒိုင်
ဆာဝတ်တော့ရနေဆာဝတ်တမနာဒီတောက်ချောက်ဝိပဿနာယူရတော့
So he says stop with 3 days of samatha and do vipassana for the rest of your life.
Besides, you were saying how you use your own experience to kind of inspire or whatever. So I just have to mentioned that, you know, you were saying yesterday that really you did a lot of samatha before you started vipassana, and even though you think it was a mistake, still it might have helped.
Yes, but it took a long time. It takes a long
time, he said.
He said he didn't know, so of course he had to find...
ပိုပြီးလွယ်တာပိုပြီးမြန်အောင်လို့ပြောတာမြန်မြန
် Of course you know he tried to be helpful to the yogi to set them off faster
အခုနောက်ပိုင်းအားထုတ်တဲ့လူတွေမလိုတော့ဘူ
း Yeah many of the beginning yogis now that he starts with he says they don't need to do any samatha
continuously လုပ်နေတဲ့လူမလိုဘူ
းတ
ိတိပြောင်းတယ်သူက
Especially if they do it continuously he says then they don't need it anymore they just find it slowly changes the practice changes so what about
the
age
of the
Number 8.
And what about right concentration? What the whole thing about jhanas? And what is...
Right concentration. Tama tama diya. Zan jhau la.
Zan. Mani ya le piyobi be. Tu nama thong hai.
Yeah, you didn't hear this yesterday.
Yeah.
Just when everybody left, you know, he talked about this. Piyo piyo piyo.
Maybe it's on tape.
It is, but we...
Tama... Uzi ne... Tama tha tama zan tama di wo. Zan tama di ma...တဏှာရှိတယ်ဆိုတာတည်တယ်
။
နော်
။
kamisana phi thar bwadana chi a ya yin pyo
he is explaining that in ajana practice the kind of lobha that is subdued is the lobha that's described in the five hindrances. So the five hindrances are subdued. The greed factor is called kamachanda, sensual pleasure, sensual indulgence, whatever, kamachanda. That is suppressed in the jhana practice. But a very subtle kind of lobha is still present in a jhana practice. It's called bhava tanha. It's one of the 10 fetters. And that's a desire to become, to be. And that is present in jhana because of this desire to stay and maintain that thing for long. So this defilement is present. So he asked another side who, you know, understands the Abhidhamma and all, whether that is sama samadhi or micha samadhi since the defilement is still present.
ตัวก็บอกเลยกามิสันนะอเปจะสิနိုင်เนี่ยด้วยตู่တော့ตู่ဒီဒီလောဘတော့မရှိဘူးဟိုဘဝတဏအเปမကြနိုင်ဘဝတော့ဖြစ်တယ်အเปတော့မကြနိုင်အဲ့တော့ဒီတမာတိကိုတမာတမာတိလို့ဖြားလဲတုံးတယ်တမာတမာတိတမာတုံးဒါပေမဲ့သူကအသေးပဲဖွင့်တယ်တမာတမာတိဘယ်လိုတမာတိဆိုကောင်းတယ်လို့ပြောတယ်မန်တယ်လို့သူမပြောဘူး
He said, and so he asked this side explained that because kamachanda the presence of kamachanda can send a person can result in going to hell or the four woeful states. Therefore, because in jhana kamachanda is subdued, it's still called samasamadhi. Even in the text, it's considered samasamadhi because even though bhava tanha is still present, bhava tanha itself does not send you to the lower realms. Although it gives rise to more life, it doesn't send you any more to life in the lower realms if kamachanda is not present. But this bhikkhu himself, he said, so although it's still called samasamadhi because of these definitions, he would in this case not define samasamadhi as right concentration, as not right. He would say it's good concentration, but he wouldn't say it's right. There must be wisdom.
So like vipassana.
Yeah,
vipassana tamadhi ma samasamadhi de gadon.
Vipassana samadhi, then they
would
use samasamadhi.
Ai samasamadhi so
wa tu samadhi chi lo. Samasamadhi is sama because there's samadhi, right?
Samadhi samadhinkappa chi lo. Reaction ma lao.
There's no reaction because of that.
This samadhi is vipassana samadhi. No lobha, no dosa. That's why the mind is automatic. Calm down. That samadhi can arise, understanding, deep understanding can arise. Samatha samadhi is he focused to the object. That's why he cannot understand. Because of permanent. To permanent pitching in the
Baba. Because there's a desire for it to be permanent.
The permanent machine is bad. We load it over. Pitching in the load in the upper.
If he can't keep it permanent, like, you know, the
Samatha is impermanent. The Baba is permanent. Samatha. Samadhi is impermanent. The Baba is permanent.
When practicing Samatha, he says, you can't understand impermanence because the whole idea behind it
is different.
Yeah. So there's a wrong view of eternal life. That's why those who attain jhanas and all, when they die, they go into lives that are incalculably long. Because that's the volition
that's
but from a vipassana perspective, that's a lot of dukkha, right?
Yeah.
Right, cross
that one. He
says,
why did
the Brahmas have such long lives? What brings us to their states?
Pitching as you
the desire to be, become. He says, Tanha brings us there. He says, and we come down from Brahma, from the Brahma realm.
Huh?
And the Kilesas arise
again.
But does the intensity of the Kilesas become any less? Because we were
no.
In the
Brahma. Ayah, yo. Uthiyan ayah balo thinen so. Tamasana vipassana. Athautta chin tu de.
Yeah. So he feels this way. He says, practicing samatha and vipassana, you give the same amount of time, the same amount of energy, the difference in benefit is so big. He says, if you get $1 for samatha, you get 10,000 for vipassana. He says, you think the Buddha would tell people to stop at jhana? Would he be satisfied that they attain jhana?
But I still can't figure out why the Buddha still did it after
his marriage.
He says, because there were people with very many different personalities, those who were already skillful at jhanas and could easily attain them, he did for them what they could easily do first and then switch them over.
But didn't he continue to do them?
That's why Phaya Kurai Jha Zhani set me chit mu la.
Tamhapapa wen zhani, zhani luk do.
He only did Nirodha Samabhati, he says.
Balo ma le zhani, Nirodha Tamhapapa wen zhani ma, balo zhani luk do.
Why would he go into jhanic absorption when he can do Nibbanic absorption?
Well, that's what I don't understand, but that was what
He's only heard of the Buddha going into Nirodha Samabhati. Like even when he gives a sermon and people are saying sadhu, 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 in those three moments that people are saying sadhu, he goes into Nirodha Samabhati and comes out.
So what is
Nirodha Samabhati?
It's a... well, how do you...
cessation
of thought.
In
that state, it's
object is nibbana.
Yeah.
Nyan, withstand object. Withstand, take the object.
Sensation of Namarupa.
This is Anaga and Yahanda can do. Niyola Dhammapati. Todapati, Anaga, Daraga can do.
Jonah is Yadwara, no?
Yad. Anaga and Yad.
Yeah, there is cessation of
Namarupa. Cessation of Yad.
Namarupa and
Yurasa. I see my Yad.
Yeah.
Physical
rupa is still there. But this rupa remains there.
Yeah,
it's still
sitting
there.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't
understand.
Oh, he says because rupa is made up of four things. Kama, chitta, udu, ahara. And he says all the namas, all the rupas that are connected to the nama, stop. All the chitta ja rupa stop, but the kama, udu, ahara, rupa still stay.
He
says the arahants, you know, like Nirodha Samabhati so much that they would stay long periods of time in that, and then the Buddha had to stop it. He had to, you know, make a rule that they could only enter Nirodha Samabhati for 7 days at a time.
Seven
days. All they did was, you know, get some rice, leave it there, and go into Nirodha
Samabhati.
He says, would anyone do jhana then if it could be in Nirodha?
That's really a good nap.
Yes, I have your love. Yes.
Sierra used to say to him, don't explain things in terms of jhanas to people, explain things in terms of jnana.
Fresh.
He says, talking about jnana, I mean, going the jnana way is fresh, he says.
Potential
is
good.
And
motivation
is good. The motivation is good, like the push is good, is the power behind. When more and more jnana or wisdom is arising, he says everything increases, the sadha increases, the virya, the, you know, the motivation to practice.
So when sadha uses that phrase jnana, he's meaning wisdom in general, and in its different aspects, not necessarily the stages.
Right.
tamatha using tamatha wo phit tin na mho
yeah
tamatha wo phit tin ni na mho tamatha ne vipassana po kaung ne lo pyo
he says you know he's not putting down tamatha but he wants to say that vipassana is better than tamatha
လောက်ပါလေဦးဇင်းနဲ့တမထဂျုံဂျုံလို့ဖျားမြင်ဖျားပုဒ္ဒနတိ point နဲ့ပွားလာ
He does samatha
ထိတာကလူနာလည်းပွားလာပါပဲ
Sometimes you know practicing qualities of the Buddha
ဘုန်းကြီးရလို့လေဟိုလူကြီးခွေးကောင်လာမြင်တယ်ဗျာတကယ်တနာလားအဲ့ချိန်တနာနဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တာ
Yeah yeah
ခွေးပြေးလာတာကြည့
်အ
ဲ့ခွေးကတကယ်တနာလ
ား
တနာနဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တာတနာနဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တာနော
်စိတ်မြင
်ဘုန်းကြီးဦးတနာနဲ့စိတ်ပဲဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့တော့တိရစ္ဆာန်မြင်မေတ္တာဖြစ်ရမလားကရုဏာဖြစ်ရမလား
He says, you know, the other day he was on his walk and this man's dog was running around. It was just gambling around. It was so cute. And he said, looking at the dog, he felt sorry for the dog.
Not sorry.
Not sorry, but I mean,
this is English.
He felt compassion for the dog, okay? And he asked, so what should we feel when we see, I mean, an animal? He said, should we feel metta or karuna?
How do you feel? တိစ္ဆာန်နေမြင်ဘာစိတ်ဖြစ်လဲ?
သကရုဏာလ
ေ။ဟမ်?သ
ကရုဏ
ာ။ဘူးလေ?သ
က
ရုဏာ။ကရုဏာဖြစ်တဲ့နေ။တဘာဝကရုဏာဖြစ်တဲ့နေ။
He says naturally he thinks that's a natural like response.
တိစ္ဆာန်နေချစ်စရာလို့မြင်တာလား?မေတ္တာစိတ်ဖြစ်တာလား
? He says do we find animals lovable or feel metta towards them? Do we find them cute? ချစ်စရာ It's both cute and lovable.
ကျ look you သူချစ်စရာလို့မြင်နေဆိုရင်ဒါလောဘကမြင်နေတယ်
Yeah right to find them cute or lovable he says there's some greed in that you know rather than just met
တချို့တိစ္ဆာန်အောင်ဖြစ်ချင်တယ်လို့ရှိတယ
် There are even people yeah that's true that say they want to be an animal
yeah
yeah
အဲ့တော့ဖြစ်တာမေတ္တာစိတ်ဖြစ
်တယ် I said but they are cute
Yeah, he just finds
some... No, I understand.
Yeah.
Compassion.
But
compassion means compassion.
Yeah, because he says, I mean, if a feeling of compassion arises, then they look like they're compassionate.
But he wasn't trying to practice metta karuna at that time. Why did he feel
compassion?
What was it because of just the understanding of that level of rebirth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
တတိဉာဏ်ရှိနေလို့ပေါ့.
Yeah. That's awareness and something.
Now, တခုလူတွေမားနေတာ၊ဘာမားနေလဲဆိုမြင်ကမတန်ကြာကမတန်ကိုအသေးပဲကောက်လွဲ.
Oh yeah. This is the he said a lot of people misunderstand what in seeing just seeing or in hearing just hearing means.
အဲလူတွေက seeing မှာဘာမှမတွေးပဲနဲ့ငောင်ပြီးတော့ညင်အောင်တွတ်ကြိုးစားတယ်.
So people try
ဘာမှမတွေးတော့ဘူးလေ။သူဘာမှမတွေးတော့သူရှိရှိတိုင်းမြင်တယ်လို့ထင်တာ.
People try to achieve this sort of state where they're not thinking anything more about what they're seeing or hearing and just sort of being with it like a zombie with no understanding and they think that that is seeing it as it is.
အမှန်ပြန်ဆိုပြန်မြုပ်ထားတာဘာလို့မြုပ်ထားလဲ? seeing လို့ SD တိရမယ်ဆိုတာအဲ့ချိန်မှာတတိဉာဏ်ရှိနေရ.
Yeah, he says actually in the Buddha's words what's hidden is that what he means is that when you see it just see that they're seeing what is present is awareness and wisdom and therefore seeing is seen as just seeing because of the wisdom and the awareness present
to as it is to dida
ayo
ga say hi hi nai dida
seeing this object and mind
paramattha dinama paramattha na le nyan shi ni ya
understanding this reality that wisdom is present understanding
ayo lu dia yura ma bi lo utin bama bi ma no yura ma bi lo ai concentration ne ဘာမှမစဉ်းစားနိုင်အောင်လုပ်တာရှိတယ
်။ Yeah and in Burma many people misunderstand this and they try to develop high concentration so that they'll you know they'll be able to stop at just seeing and not you know and
many
things yeah.
ဒီဟာမောဟလို့ပြော
တယ်။ So just seeing and knowing and just seeing.
Yeah အဲ့တော့ तू အမြင်နဲ့တော့မြင်မှန်းသိတယ်ပေါ့။မြင်မှန်း
Yes तू ဘာလဲလို့တဘောပေါ့။
That's right recognizing what is happening.
Recognize or more understanding
well, he says not just recognize if it's inside it's understanding
loba dora pe ပယ်ရမယ်လို့ပြောတာဖះရဲခေါ်တာပဲလောတာတော့ပယ်ရမယ်ဒါပေမဲ့လူကြီးကပယ်တာပဲတည်တယ်အဲ့မှာဘာလို့ပယ်မလဲဆိုတာသူမပြောဉာဏ်ဖြစ်အောင်နေလိုက်ပယ်ပြီးသား
Yeah, he says and we hear about eradicating lobha and dosa and he says people only hear the word eradicating but they don't know how to and they only know how to eradicate with dosa
right yeah, yeah.
get rid of it
yeah, no, that's hard.In English, when it's translated getting rid of,
yeah,
almost always brings up those.
I know, Banner, the daughter, and Pianloca. I know, Banner, Piam, little. Pickle, my beta. Pickle, my beta, I think, too. Chin, I got a bit.
So, how it has to be, like, how it happens is he says, you replace its space, like, with wisdom and awareness.
Choose a tiny blue, what I know.
Yeah?
Choose a tiny blue, what I know. Why do you
Too tiny now. Well, he says because Joseph is sitting on his chair, nobody else can sit on it.
And right.
So,
yes.
So, if wisdom and awareness are present,
take me out.
Therefore, the dukkha cannot be there, and that's how you. Yes, by not giving it space, therefore it's eradicated.
Rebecca.
So it's when you're practicing, or when I'm practicing, and it's so hard to explain.
Explain my malolo.
What is it? If you explain wrong, also it'll be a problem.
It'll be a problem.
Complete picture malolo malolo.
Yeah. It's during the experiencing. There doesn't seem to be awareness of the experiencing.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
During the experience. So hard. You know what I'm talking about. We've talked about it, but I can't explain it very well. Maybe I won't try.
You said, you said during the experiencing.
It's like, okay, so it's sometimes when there's practicing, and it's not an effort. There's no effort. And there's the experience of the objects.
Okay.
You can almost not say that there's experiencing of the objects because it doesn't feel like there's awareness separate from the experience.
Yes.
When the experience shifts, there can be a memory.
That's right.
Of the experience. But during experience, it's like there's no separate awareness.
So
is it clear?
I'm just curious.
So, okay.
Sometimes what happens to me when that happens is sometimes I think I'm not trying hard enough, and that seems like a kind of a. It feels like the Dhamma doing the Dhamma is what it feels like.
Right.
But then the judgment will sometimes come in that somehow I'm doing something wrong and I should be trying more. Because I'm not trying at all. When this happens, not trying at all.
Yeah.
I'm actually not trying.
That's right. Yeah. Does that make sense? Tua, yeah. Tua, dilo phit da. Usin ti ba de. Ko sai ne ayu ne kwa ni da ne. De ka dan tua ma pyo da lo. Sai chi ma ayu ne de pyai ne phit
ni
da.
De pyai ne de phit. Da ma tu ban lo ti de.
Da mae ai chain ma ro long wa chou sa ni da mho do. Tua tu ti ni da. Da yue wa yin tua aku ဒါပဲတခုပဲဖြစ်တယ်တခါလေအဲ့ချိန်မှာတော့ငါစူးစမ်းနေတာမဟုတ်တော့ဘူး तू ကခံစားရတာတော့ဓမ္မ तू လုံးလုံးနေလို့ခံစားရဒါပေမဲ့ထွက်လာပြီဆိုရင်တခါလေစိတ်ကလိမ့်နေ तू ကဘယ်လိုလဲဆိုတော့စူးစမ်းသင့်နေတယ်ပါတယ်လို့မျိုးဝင်လာ
အဲ idea ပဲ
yeah
အဲ wrong attitude ကဝင်ပြီးလှုပ်ချင်တာ craving ကဝင်လှုပ်ချင်
တာဒါပေမဲ့ तू ဖြစ်တာတော့
မှန်တယ်
yeah so that experience is very valid it's fine that's the way it is he
says separate ဖြစ်တာတွေဘာတွေကလေခုနားလေတဲ့ညံမဘူဒီပြောတာပဲ
yeah he says you knowexplaining it as separate, you know, is trying to maybe make it visual for someone so they understand, like saying to get some distance or, but it's all a mental kind of this thing.
Concept, and
you describe it using concepts, he says. But it's fine to have an experience of, I mean, he has said before that actually actually everything just happens in the mind. And in the mind, all the qualities are held together. So they're not actually separate or something like that. They're all
separate is what
separate is just a like an expression, like we're just trying to express what, you know, we experience, but but what you do recognize is that, you know, many things were happening, it's all recognized without a sense of separation and so on, and it's very different from when you shift out of it. That's enough to explain, he said. And once you come out of it, he says, well, all the rest of the thoughts about not trying enough and all, that's just wrong attitude coming in.
But it
doesn't, you know, yogi and dhabyo yung din tham mi bhajang di lu phit la bhajang di lu pyat
twar. But he, what he tries to get yogis to see then, he says, he asks yogis who have this sort of experience, he says them, then do you recognize why this experience start, like what brought you into this experience or when it ended?
Well, it happens because I don't try to do anything.
Mama, no po but chosa ra kama phit phit twar le lu tu tari
ta. Yeah.
Because the more you recognize and the more you skillful you become at recognizing the real conditions that this thing, the more really you can just settle into that. He says, and if you're not doing it anymore, who's doing it?
That's the question that comes up, yeah.
But
not in a worrisome way, in a
He said, and it's a valid question. We should ask ourselves the question.
Yeah.
Except
I can ask it during,
He says, and you won't ask that question. Even in that space, if the question is asked, it will be asked, but not by you. He says, after all, do I exist? What's the mind?
Mind will
do. If the mind wants to know, wisdom will investigate. Even investigation, he says, maybe just in the beginning, sometimes I need to try and investigate, but once it gains momentum, investigation, the mind will do its own investigation too. He says it's very important to, as a very basic foundation, recognize mind as mind.
I guess, so the same place where, when the mind is in that place, there doesn't seem to be recognition. There's not an awareness of recognition. He
says, and that too will grow. He says, as strong as the wisdom or the understanding is, the more it recognizes. He says, don't be satisfied in that space. Yeah. He says, otherwise it won't grow either. Yeah, he says, what is doing that? Or, what is it that is doing that? And why does it continue to arise again and again?
I'm assuming I'm not supposed to answer those, or am I? What's your question?
He asked the question, but he tells you,
don't find an answer now.
It's just like feeding
yes,
the question.
Yes, that will
be. Once the question is inside your mind, that's good enough. So that we have lots more left to investigate.
Okay, look at my name.
Oh, you want me to ask something? Thank you for remembering. I just something that it may be obvious to everybody, but I wasn't sure I understood it when Sado said that Dosa was very close to insight. Was that again in the Tibetan teaching? There's the understanding that with certain kind of dosa, like a weariness with samsara, just getting weary of that, then the mind turns towards dhamma and insight. Is that what he meant?
Tu ada lomba ni. Uzia, doa ada kali kap ranya ni jauh ni le lupa orang ni. Tu apa orang? Tujuh Tibetan siaria di lupa orang ni. Terkali, terus doa dia mewo. Uma, tanya you.
Yingwei la lu,
he says, you know, again the use of the word weariness. There is a stage of insight called nibbida, which in translation is translated often as these sort of feelings like weariness or disgust, disillusionment, whatever, you know, that sort of thing. But he says all of them in English suggest something like aversion.
Yes.
But the real insight, he says, has no sense of any of that aversion. But there's a real insight into the, whatever, the uselessness of that. The uselessness of that. But the person, or the insight, doesn't feel any kind of weariness. The inside is you know,
energy,
yeah.
Energy,
yes, clear, energizing,
yeah.
And
yeah.
That brings it to towards Dhamma.
Thank you.
Now, the Dora, Nyan, Gan, and I'm
hope.
I love you all. Nyanga Sapikumi, Moha Wella,
and
Moha, and the Dora Pisita.
Yeah. And just semantics. He said,
yeah.
And he was explaining like, because just now, you know, the words were used this way, like dosa gets mixed up, right? And he says, it's not so much that dosa is mixed up, it's when wisdom is not able to grow any, like wisdom does not grow any further.
Stop it.
The wisdom sort of stops. It is not able
then
to
moha la.
Understand more, then what, once there's no wisdom, what is there is moha, is delusion. Once there's delusion, then aversion follows because of the
Ayonizo, swaychava.
Yeah, and that wrong thought sort of
thing. Wholesome, unwholesome, do
yeah, wholesome and unwholesome don't sort of arise together.
Dayong nyanga, matane, dit dwaru.
He says,
stuck dit dwaru. Tu amagongli, pito pide, amagong. The arm gone, yet by the subsequent more to him.
When wisdom is not strong, he says, because it's not strong, it gets stuck somewhere. Can't go beyond that boundary for now because it's not strong enough. Then, once it's stuck, then what comes in is delusion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you're.